poll, most would support a convention of states to propose constitutional amendments on term limits. By Hannah Blow on July 20, 2022. Most voters say they would support a convention of states to propose term limits for lawmakers and federal officials, as well as limiting the federal government's authority. A July Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey found. The survey asked, would you support a convention of states to meet and propose constitutional amendments focusing on term limits for Congress and federal officials, federal spending restraints, and limiting the federal government to its constitutionally mandated authority? Most, 65.7%, said they would support it, followed by 17.7% who are not sure and 16.6% who oppose. Most Republicans, 81.3%, and independents, 63.3%, would support a convention of states to discuss term limits as well as limiting spending in the scope of the federal government. A smaller majority of Democrats, 50.2%, said they would support it as well, but one quarter of Democrats oppose and another quarter remains unsure. The survey was taken July 7 to 10, 2022, among 1,078 likely general election voters, has a +2.9% margin of error. It comes as Americans continue to grapple with the dire state of economic affairs under the leadership of Democrats, some of whom have been in office for decades, and President Biden. Democrat Senate hopeful Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., is among those who oppose the idea of term limits, recently telling WKBN's Desiree Gosselin that there should be very few restrictions on that. Notably, he is a 20-year career politician. Notably, Senator Rick Scott's RFL 11-point plan, which he released earlier this year, includes term limits for members of Congress. The permanent ruling class in Washington is bankrupting us with inflation and debt, so they must be removed. For you to have more, Washington must have less, he wrote in the plan, proposing 12-year limits for Congress and government bureaucrats, with few exceptions.